Did you know that humans are getting shorter? What does bacon and eggs have to do with the CIA successfully overthrowing the government of Guatemala? Which country has a life expectancy of only 14 years old? Learn the stories behind these and so much more in my new book, Facts That Aren't True. Link in the description.
I'll kind of explain my idea of evolution a little bit. So I believe that God created everything, but things have evolved in their respective spheres to adapt to the situations at hand because the earth is constantly changing. We have a lot of history of that. And so it's impossible for an animal to just stay the same forever and ever indefinitely without having to adapt to those situations. You know, and that's where
If the environment didn't change at all, then there wouldn't necessarily be selective pressure to change. Although predator-prey relationships could certainly kick off an evolutionary arms race, and the environment, like the physical environment, wouldn't be changing. But yeah, that's why some things like horseshoe crabs haven't changed in their body structure very much over an extremely long time. So they live off the coasts, and the coasts, I mean, temperatures can fluctuate and stuff like that, but otherwise
it's relatively the same.
Kind of stable, yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing for me, I think for myself, I've been having this conversation with myself and some professors where I'm going to college right now. And basically the whole idea about people basically saying that we evolved from animals, like I feel like it's arrogant to say the two trains of thought for it, because if we're saying, how do I put this, is we have evidence of animals being able to recognize themselves, such as like dolphins and like most of the great apes and like different animals species have been able to recognize themselves in a mirror. But the one thing we can't prove and haven't proved yet is whether or not they even have conscious thought behind it. And the idea is that if they can recognize themselves, then therefore the idea is they can know self, but we can't ask them questions of whether or not they can like question their purpose, because I don't know any animal that's ever become not even a theologian, but more like a philosopher or things like that, like the purpose of life.
Well, I mean, you technically can't prove that with any human either.
Yeah, true. The philosopher was like, the only thing I can't prove is me, basically. And so it's just like, for me, I think it's a very overstep in people's thought process of saying that, oh, we evolved from animals, but at the same time, we have no idea if any animal has conscious thought, and we have no idea. For us, I mean, for the majority, if you look around you, most people can think about themselves in some way, shape, or form and question the purpose of what they're doing. And so I just think that there would need to be some kind of way to prove that an animal can think in a way that humans think before we jump to the conclusion that we evolved from animals.
Oh, wait, so you don't believe in human evolution?
No, I do not, no.
Oh.
I don't think we evolved from apes, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Hold on one second. All right, we're going to do two different things here. When it comes to the idea about, well, humans have a type of cognition that we don't find in the animal kingdom, so we'd have to see examples of that before we could explain humans. Couple problems that there would be with that is, I do think we see something like that in animals today. For example, chimpanzees will do this thing where they've been studied. They put them in a room, and in that room, they'll hang food from the ceiling. And then there will be boxes in that room. So if you want to get the food, you put the boxes up, right? To go and get it. Now, there are some things that chimpanzees are not good at, some tasks we give them, and they they try and fail, they repeat and fail them with just this mind-numbing stupidity from our perspective. But with this task, they've been observed to do that, where on the very, very first try, they stack the boxes and go and get the food. And that may seem rudimentary, but I think that's actually extraordinary because it shows purposeful, deliberate planning. It shows that they have an ability to create an abstract model of reality in their mind, and they can create a model of things that haven't even happened yet because they can, they're goal oriented and they're not just instinctually reacting to something. They're not just going through trial and error. They very clearly saw what they wanted and understood to a degree how to get it. That's one of the only really good examples I know off the top of my head, at least for trying to demonstrate some of the cognitive abilities that they have.
Do you know how many times they've been able to recreate this?
I don't know that specifically. Okay. I know the study has been done. I don't know like deep details on the study. I read about it in a book about the evolution of minds. I would
like to go ahead and read that and just cross-reference and kind of like study it because there's like, for example, like I think studies are great, but there's a lot of biases in a lot of studies. Like for example, the lady who I think it was Coco or right. Yeah, Coco the gorilla where she was like Coco can create complex words, but at the same time, it was like, for example, it was like I was talking to my professor about this, where it was like how she was saying that Coco could go ahead and say she knew what a bracelet was by saying it was a ring, like your finger and ring. But my professor was like, well, how do you know that Coco is not just thinking that it's just a big ring, basically? Like, it's basically like, how do we know that there isn't any biases in the study?
Yeah, that would be really hard to do. Gutsit Gibbon did a video on YouTube maybe like a month or so ago where she talked extensively about language in non-human primates. There have been some recent studies in like a type of baboon, I think maybe it is, where they have these calls and they're pretty rudimentary, but they're seeing what looks like grammar in the calls because they do the different calls in specific sequences, and depending on which calls are used and in which order, it modifies the syntax of the other calls. So if you do like chip bop plat or whatever, I don't know what sounds they make, if you do that in a specific order, this call can mean something different based on what comes before it. And like if animals are using a different language, it would be extremely difficult to figure out what it is because we don't speak that language. But I don't remember very much of the details on that. That's the only part of it. They think that they're seeing the beginnings of syntax. But the thing about the human intelligence or whatever, so with evolution, what you have to keep in mind is we didn't evolve from chimpanzees. So if chimpanzees aren't smart as humans are, you can't say, or if they're not even close to as smart as we are, you can't say, therefore, we don't have the stepping stone between humans and whatever came before us, because they're not our ancestor. They're just our closest living relative. What would be the case is if human cognition evolved over time, and what we're currently able to do today is just a highly derived, sophisticated, modern iteration of those kinds of tasks that have built over time, then it's our extinct ancestors that are the ones that had those skills less modern than ours, but they're extinct. But what's nice about that is even though they're extinct, we can still find evidence of them. And I think that this, let me change this on YouTube so that they can see. I think that this is just clear, overwhelming evidence of human evolution. And we can't talk to any of these things, but we can study their anatomy and we can see that it's not really hard at all to imagine that, well, we don't know which of these creatures was the first one to have like a language or complex thought, complex what we call theory of mind, for example. And now my live stream is getting demoted because it says that this is unoriginal content, so that's great. But so we don't know that. But if humans can do it, and we think it's because of the body-to-brain ratio that we have, and there's also something about the way our brain is wired, even if we had the brain-to-body ratio we do today, but our brain wasn't wired correctly, there may be some pretty significant things we lack. Neanderthals actually had a bigger, well, pretty much an identical brain-to-body ratio as we do, but they seem to have lacked... They had a different wiring that showed they probably really were a lot less intelligent than we are. Like, for example, Neanderthal tools do not change at all over time. For tens of thousands of years, they were making the exact same tools. They didn't seem to have the ability to create memes and to innovate like we do. So,
yeah. Do you have like a study about the tools and things like that, or like research or anything like that you could pull up that I could look up and read myself?
Off the top of my head, I don't know of any studies. I mean, I can tell you if you want to look up the old one tool set, that's a tool set that's more than a million years old. I think it's like 2 million years old. So it was first being used by either Homo erectus or Homo habilis. Habilis means like the handyman. Or something like that. So it may be related to that. I mean, I don't know how much time you have, but I have some pretty good books on human evolution. Ancient Bones, The World Before Us, and Before the Dawn. Those are three really, really good books on human evolution. I can't, they talk about the same topics, so they blur together in my mind. I can't remember which one better than the other or anything, but.
Okay, yeah, no, I just, yeah, no, I'm glad that you have, like, things that you're going back to, just because I've had conversations with people, and it's just, a lot of the time, it's like, people basically are going back and just basically making stuff up, and then I ask them where they got their information from, and it's just, like, basically goes back to the whole idea of, like, rational thought and things like that, where it's just, like, you're thinking about it, and it's like... You know, that's good, but I would like to be able to read something to know that what you're telling me has been seen by multiple people and isn't just something that you're just trying to, like, make up, basically, you know?
Yeah, I mean, evolution is a conceptual framework that gives us a way to interpret evidence and make inferences about the evidence we find. There is a lot of, like, I wouldn't call it confirmation bias, but there is a lot of, what'd you call it? I don't know what you would call it, but a lot about evolution is us interpreting the evidence in light of our model. Now, evolution has made huge numbers of predictions that came true before we have the evidence. We predicted the evidence and then we, you know, found it. But, you know, like, for example, the like Neanderthals, we've found them with pretty sophisticated burials. Like with flowers and what almost looks like jewelry. And so that helps us, we make inferences toward, okay, well, like complex theory of mind, the ability to have abstract thoughts like beauty and art and whatever is not unique to Homo sapiens. It may be much more ancient than that. Now, there have been other interpretations that say, nah, Neanderthals didn't like purposefully bury their dead in any kind of ritualistic sense. There's a huge debate and divide over that. We don't know exactly, but
yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's super cool. All right. I'll definitely do some more research and look this up and read some of it, just because I'm very curious. I just need to read some more information about it. But yeah, no, I'll save this still, though. I still do believe in God, and I wouldn't, I think I'll be the first to admit that I don't think there is any fallible way to prove the existence of God, and that's why if you go to, like, have you ever read the Bible at all?
Not cover to cover.
That's okay. So like have like you know the idea of faith?
Yeah.
I'll just make this really quick. So yeah, basically it talks about faith being really important. And so if you know what faith is, then you understand that in the Bible, well, not understand it, but it talks about faith being really important. And so you need to have faith in order to believe in God. And so would I say there's any fallible way to prove God's existence that I know of? No. But that's why I have faith and I do things to basically try to help my understanding of who God is and things like that in my life, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I'll definitely read some of these books that you're talking about. I don't know if there's anything else I would disagree with you about. I thought it said I thought it said Darth something. I thought you had like a Star Wars thing up there, and I
No,
was like,
Darth Dawkins is
I
terrified of me.
was like, who
Darth
is this
Vader was
dumb
right. Yeah,
guy?
that's my opinion.
That's super cool. Yeah, the guy who was talking about the Big Bang, yeah, he was, what is it? I think it's, sorry, no, I was looking at what it was called again. It was CMB, the
Yeah.
Cosmic Microwave
Background. Yeah.
something background. Yeah, I was like, well, I know that exists, so I don't know what he's talking about. There's no evidence for it, but whatever. Anyways, yeah, well, I'll hop off. Thank you for talking with me. I'll definitely look up some of these books that you're talking about.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for coming up.